4WJT, N4ZLK. R, N4ZLK. LK clear.
KO4HK.
How are you this morning? Your signal's great.
Crossband's working today. So. But I'm doing okay. A little sore today, but other than that, we're good.
And the dump truck and the skid steer?
To that and the fact that they don't want you taking any kind of Aleve, Advil, or anything like that a week before surgery, so because of the blood thinner effect on it.
Be a good idea. You'll start to realize how much you might have been relying on that too.
And a whole lot of it. I took two Aleve a day, one in the morning, one in the evening. That's pretty much it.
I should say you'll start to see how effective the Aleve was, maybe, or not. If there's no difference, it wasn't effective. If there is a difference, it was pretty effective.
And we'll know if it works or not, that's for sure.
Why is this rub-on pain cream? It's not, it's an all-natural remedy stuff. It's actually really good. It's called Willow Bark. I'll have to take a picture of it, but I'll use it on my hands sometimes. I've got some arthritis in my thumbs area. I might even have carpal tunnel in both hands. It wouldn't surprise me having to use that stupid board all these years, that little computer scanner. I'm going to get it checked out before I leave the company, see if I can, if that's what it is, get them to take care of it. But it works really great. Sore muscles, anything like any kind of pain, and it soaks deep somehow, and it does a good job. So I'll send you a link to it or a picture of it or something. It might help.
You don't want you taking anything, no vitamins, nothing. They've found that some of the herbal stuff and vitamins and stuff like that still affects your blood. So they just ask you to stop taking everything a week prior.
Not mine. Maybe a shot of Jack Daniels. No, I'm just kidding. Well, okay. I didn't realize they did that with like a rub-on cream too. It doesn't have. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. That's fine. Well, good luck then. That's all I can say.
The thing about rub-on cream or anything like that, they said oral stuff. So I don't know. I'd never heard anything like that either. But I've talked to several other people that have had surgery and they said, yeah. Pretty common. So maybe it's something fairly new. I don't know.
Warfarin, that kind of thing is a blood thinner, and they do tell you. I didn't realize it was a whole week ahead of time, but that's normal. But yeah, this Willow Bark stuff is a rub-on cream.
Get the sink up there. Well. Send it to me. It might come in handy afterwards for sure.
Either send you a picture or I will find where, you know, Willow Bark is actually, well, you know, it could be a blood thinner because now that I think about it, Willow Bark is the natural form of what they've made aspirin out of. They've, what do they call it, chemicalized it, or taking the ingredients and studied them and then made aspirin out of it, I believe. But anyway, I'll check it out. Well, may not work anyway.
Like I said, here before surgery, I'm just going to take it easy and enjoy this last few days. I'll go from there.
I found it on Amazon. I'm assuming it's the same thing. The picture looks the same. Sometimes what you get on Amazon is not quite the same as what the original is anyway, but other than that, what are you doing today?
I've got to meet a guy here at the tool truck. He wants to go through and see if there's anything left that he's interested in. And then probably packing up a few more things and getting it out of here. I've been doing it in small loads just so if something happens, it's not such a big hit. They can't say, well, we lost it, you know, that kind of thing.
Ever happened?
Your competitor lost one last week.
But
for More than we care to admit, I believe.
It's amazing that we get as much delivered as we do. Looking at the process sometimes, it's pretty amazing that as much makes it through.
It's always amazing when you see the inside workings of something, how it actually accomplishes anything in a lot of cases.
Well, what's the weather supposed to be like today? I didn't even notice. I got a cousin coming in, her and her husband, coming down from Ohio. They're going to be here for the weekend, and I took today off because they're going to be here before Beth gets home from work, so I went ahead and sacrificed and stayed home from work.
I don't know how you make it.
My cousin, you know, so I figured I should be the one to not work today.
With all that time off that you got out there, I just don't know how you can contain yourself.
What you're talking about, because it sure doesn't feel like it.
For years, it's like time off. You know, there's not enough of it.
And I look back sometimes and think when I first started, and see, I worked a year before I got even 1 week off. And just thinking about going the whole year with nothing or a whole year with, you know, only 2 weeks off that whole year. And I don't know how I ever did that.
Remember those days of having paid time off?
To renegotiate your contract with your boss so you can get some more time off.
I see with that guy. You can't talk no sense into him.
Bitter. He didn't want to stop for anything.
There's more important things, that's for sure. But hopefully it's not too late.
Never too old to learn something. It may not be much, and we may not remember it the next day, but we're never too old to learn something.
Been learning to operate a bulldozer last couple of days, too, so that's something new for me.
Used a skid steer. Well, the first time was actually a bobcat, and I did not like those foot controls for the bucket. That was terrible. And then the next one I operated was a cat from Blanchard Caterpillar, and that I'd like that joystick control. It was much easier than trying to. I mean, because you had the. I don't remember if there were joysticks on the Bobcat to go, or if it was just you push the lever forward and back, you know, to go forward and back and turn. So it was kind of like a joystick. I don't know if it was two of them or just one. I think it might have been one on each side, kind of like brakes, brake release, and forward and reverse, and then your foot did everything else. But when I got the joystick and the Caterpillar, that was so much easier. One side did the movements, the actual moving forward and backward, and I'm sure you know all this, and the other side was the bucket control. And that was so much easier than trying to use my feet.
I am 100% agreement, and yes, Bobcat has a hand lever for steering a left and a right, forward, backwards, and then turning. But the cat uses they call it pilot control, just a joystick for. Your left is for direction control, and your bucket is your right hand for tilt and raising it up and down.
Telling you that, how much I did not like that Bobcat, I realized I probably wouldn't have made a good helicopter pilot.
How many people don't have that coordination? So don't feel like you're the only one.
There. It wasn't like I had a job and was trying for, you know, weeks and just could not master it. A buddy of mine from church was down helping me install a sewer line, septic line. This is years ago, and I was still pretty young. And, I mean, I'm still pretty young now, but I was a lot younger. And it was like a two-day job, and he was doing most of it. It was his, and he let me run it for a little while, and so I'm not saying I might not have gotten used to it, but I sure struggled. It sure was a lot easier to jump into that Blanchard cat. Well, I keep saying Blanchard, that cat, and because that's where it came from. The first time, and operated a lot easier.
Easy to operate, in my opinion. The way they got that set up, because that's what mine is. So that's why I know it pretty well. But I don't know. Bulldozer was pretty close to that. It had the same pilot control on the left-hand side, and then the blade was on the right-hand side. But you had six positions. You could twist it, move it left or right, and then four up and down. So it had a six-way blade on it. So it's a little different, but not a whole lot.
Simpsonville, we put an addition on for Beth's mother, and I moved the driveway. I had a single-car driveway, or single-car size driveway. We could fit, you know, two cars back-to-back, or behind each other. And I moved it over to the other side, because we put the addition on that side, and then I scraped out a, in order to break up all that concrete and stuff, my neighbor worked for Blanchard Cat. Drove a truck for him, and they gave me a really good deal. He said, I can get you a backhoe really cheap, and it was a good size one. And he actually drove it from, we were like 3 miles away from the Blanchard Caterpillar place. They drove it down there and said, there you go, threw me the keys and left. And I'm looking at it, and I was like, all right. That was fun, trying to figure out both ends of it. I was like playing around with it for a while. I know that was 2011, 2012, and I get a call every year from Blanchard Caterpillar saying, we noticed you have an account with us, and we're just wanting to know if you there's anything you need, anything we can help you out, you know, any rentals or anything like that. And I tell them every year, look, that was a one-time job, and I'm
hey, you don't let any lead go. Once you get that information, you stay on it.
For years, you know, I kept telling them, no, don't worry about it, don't call me. But now it kind of makes me feel good, like somebody actually is thinking about me. It's kind of sad, isn't it?
But if only the salesperson is thinking of you.
I should not have admitted that on air.
I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to leave it alone.
But it was the old battle axe. At least somebody's thinking about you.
I'm glad everybody knows that you and I are joking, or should know by now.
Not listening, or Connor. No, they'll understand. They know I'm joking, and Beth knows it too. I only say that because the guy at work called her that. He'll ask me that, and it's kind of endearing. She really likes him, so it's kind of endearing to her that he calls her that.
There's nothing wrong with having a little fun as long as it's intended that way and everybody's on the same page. It's when you take it too far and one side is not finding humor in it.
And I'll stop there because I thought of something else to say, but I'm going to go ahead and not. It would be funny too, but I won't say it. Anyway, Patrick, I'm going to go. I'm going to run a couple of errands this morning and then get back home and get some dinner going. That's one bad thing about taking a day off work like this is all of a sudden there's stuff to do. And anyway, it's fine. You know how it is. Somebody's got to work. I'll talk to you later. You have a good day. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
Shane, you enjoy your time with family and friends and your day off, your many days off. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. 7-3.
MINI, they are many days, and 4ZLK.